clap your hands, do you feel it? You gotta clap your hands, do you believe it? Just clap your hands, do you feel it? You gotta clap your hands, do you believe it?
All right, Saints of God, we got a great show coming up for you right here on the CJ Show. As usual, it's going to be a great show. You definitely want to keep it locked right here. This week's show is going to be off the chain. Want to let you know, say thank you to everyone who has listened to the show. We showed record numbers this month. So keep listening. Keep supporting the CJ Show, man. I think we're at about 500,000 listeners now. So everybody who's listening, big up. Thank you for telling your friends, families, cousins, play cousins, play brothers, play sisters. Everybody, thank you so much for coming by and supporting the CJ Show. I also want to let you know that we got some good stuff coming up. We got the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report coming up today. Ken will be telling you some good stuff on what's going on here in the industry, so you definitely don't want to miss that. Also, want to let you know, we'll be talking to my friend out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's right, my boy, Reality, will be on the show talking about his brand new CD and how God has brought him from the things that he's brought him from and how he's using him today. You definitely don't want to miss that. Also, want to let you know who we'll be talking to this week. We'll be talking to Martha Menenzi. That's right, we'll be talking to her, interviewing her about her new project and what's going on with her and her ministry career. Also, we'll be talking to Coco. That's right, formerly of the group SWV. And we'll be talking to Smokey North for coming up as well. So you definitely do not want to touch the dial. You want to stay here. You want to download it. Put it on your iPod. Put it on your PDA. Put it on your computer. Send it to your work email. Send it to your friend, your sister, your cousin, everybody. The CJ Show is off the chain. So keep it locked. We'll be back with some more good gospel music. You heard. Touch the dial. You're listening to the CJ Show. No. www.podcastpeople.com. Music by Dietrich Haddon. It's entitled Fire. Goes out to my daughter Zaya. Zaya. She gonna hate me for that one. Keep it locked, y'all. You listen to the CJ Show. You heard.
Just fire. your sanctuary. Come on, just clap your hands. Ain't nothing but a Holy Ghost party.
Ain't nothing but a Holy Ghost party.
Nothing but a Holy Ghost party.
Nothing but a Holy Ghost party.
Just like fire. Like fire. Just like fire.
We want to say welcome to this edition of the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. We want to thank our newest affiliate, LocalArtistStation.com. That's LocalArtistStation.com, owners and founders of RealHipHopRadio.com. You need to go sign on to www.LocalArtistStation.com if you're an artist trying to get exposed or maybe have an open door to Universal Records. That's right, www.LocalArtistStation.com. Heard right here on the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. We want to say there's a lot going on. It's Easter weekend. We hope you get out and enjoy time with your family as we bring you the latest news. We want to say that Ice Cube, REM, and Shelby Land all appeared on stage at the South by Southwest convention in Austin, Texas, as of course they brought down the stage. And we're talking about some new stuff by Luda. That's right, Luda is getting into the digital realm as well. He created a new website called WeMix.com. That's right, WeMix.com. Luda's jumping on board to this new digital revolution that's taking place. We want some of you to take that under advisement. Now, Missy Elliott is not far behind. She created a Stand Up and Be Seen ambassador competition going on with Adidas. That's right. You can go to adidas.com/Missy to get that information. That's right. She's looking for 10 female ambassadors to stand up and be seen with her. That's right. Go to adidas.com/Missy. Also, Oprah just signed Kirstie Alley. That's right, on a new project, undisclosed. They're in a development deal. Wanted to drop that to you. And of course, guitar sensation Slash is being honored in April for all of his efforts, and we'll keep you posted on that event that will be happening at the Henry Fonda Theater. And of course, if you're keeping up with what's going on, you know all about Jabberwocky, the performers on American Dance. You know all about them, and you know they're bringing the A game. We're going to keep you up to date with what's happening on that show as well. The Bayou State Trail Riders Association are doing a 7-day, 100-mile, bringing it back to the old days, kind of Western fundraiser for the scholarships out there. You can talk to John Cole at 318-537-1271 and get some information about how you can help fundraise for those young people for the state scholarships for the Bayou Classic. That's right. Get involved. Help out some young people raise scholarships for the Bayou Classic. Again, you can call John Cole, 318-537-1271. We want to say thank you for listening to this edition of the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report as we bring you what's going on. Don't forget the I Believe I Can Create Music Symposium by ASCAP next month at the Hollywood Renaissance Hotel. Don't forget, they're going to be honoring Slash at the Henry Fonda Theater. We'll keep you posted on that as well. And again, we want to thank our sponsor, LocalArtistStation.com, for tying in with the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report, bringing everything to the forefront the way it should be. And all of my other affiliates, we want to say Swerve Radio, Jeffrey Henderson, Centoria Green, Hot Mix 106. We want to thank Mad Match Pro Flow for Show Radio, KCPI Radio, and Mr. PSC himself, KCLH TV, Mr. Pops at PSC Radio. We want to thank you for bringing us to the forefront as to what we do. This has been the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. More affiliates will be announced next week. We want to give our shout outs to our affiliates. This is Ken McCoy bringing it. Happy Easter.
Good show, Ken, man. Thank you so much for the report. We got some good stuff coming up. Like I told you, we have the interview with my friend Reality. So keep it locked right here. Coming up next, you'll hear the interview I did with Reality. Keep it locked, y'all.
There's a spirit move, it's a holy groove, makes you wave your hands, it's okay to dance, come and glorify, come and it's a praise party, the spiritual.
Yes, indeed, it's your boy CJ, the DJ man. I'm telling you, I am here with none other than my boy Reality, what's going on, man?
Everything good, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Nah, man. You know, anytime you know how we do it, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've been hearing, man. I've been seeing you, man. You blowing up my space, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. I really appreciate it. Doing what I can do.
I hear that, man. So, hey, why don't you give us a brief introduction of who Reality is, how you got your start, things like that, man.
Okay, yeah. Well, my name Reality, it got the name basically just from what I dish out in my music. This Reality is nothing like super religious. It's just straight raw, straight real. That's how I try to keep it real. So, you know what I mean? It's relatable to the people. I grew up in Philadelphia, North Philadelphia to be exact. That's one of like the toughest parts of Philadelphia. And I had seen a whole lot growing up, you know what I'm saying? From the drug culture, you know what I'm saying? The violence that plagued our community and our environment, you know what I'm saying? So I was just a kid, youngest out of three kids, just trying to make it out by any means necessary. You know what I'm saying? Mom had us in sports. I'm the youngest out of three kids. Mom had us in sports, trying to keep us out of trouble, things like that. You know what I'm saying? Things was going good, you know what I mean? But when we still came home, we were still stuck with our environment, you know what I'm saying? So it was like tug of war almost, you know what I'm saying? We was playing football, but when we came home, we still was stuck with our friends that was hustling and stuff like that. So about the age of 16, my mom ended up splitting up with my dad. They still married, but they had a little separation. And at this point, I had nowhere to defend for myself or take care or provide for me while I was in school. I had no lunch money or nothing, so what right. I did was I stole a couple of video cameras and traded them in for a couple ounces of weed, and I was selling drugs from the age of 16 on up, you know what I'm saying? And by the time I got 21, I done seen half of my friends get shot, killed, locked up. I done seen a whole lot of stuff that I wouldn't recommend anybody would want to put themselves in the line of that type of fire, but I seen these things firsthand. And at 21, I had received a phone call that my oldest brother, which was 26 at the time, had kidney cancer and only had 3 months to live.
Man.
So at this point, I'm at my tiredest mode. I done seen crack destroy people. I done seen heroin addicts, you know what I'm saying, in bad pain because they need they shot. You know what I'm saying? So this stuff was taking an ultimate toll on me. So once I found out my brother was about to roll out, I just had to go and get right with God. Like, I just had to surrender everything I had, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know what I was going to do in life. I never had a backup plan, but I just said, Lord, just have your way with my life.
Right.
And this is what it ended up being right here, reality.
Let me ask you this, man. To the young person that's out there that's listening right now to the show, I know a lot of young people listen to the show, you know, and a lot of them are like, man, you know what? You know, I dig being saved, man, but, you know, you don't know what I'm facing out there, man. Explain to them, you know, your transition. When you heard what happened to your brother, explain to them your transition from transitioning from being out there and then coming into the fold of Christ and how that transition affected you.
Yeah, I mean, when I first made the transition, it wasn't definitely easy. You know what I'm saying? For one, I couldn't even see. Like, that's a lot of things if y'all listen. The one thing I need to pray for is ask God for vision and sight. Because one thing I couldn't see was the negativity, the sin that was amongst me, like in the entertainment field, all of this stuff. I couldn't see these things. So when I first, I thought, you know what I mean, being saved, going to church, all that, you know what I mean, that would cramp my style, stuff like that. But once God took the blinders off my eyes, he showed me that you don't have to lose yourself. You just got to change some things. And the things that I had to change was, you know what I'm saying, hazardous to my lifestyle, hazardous to my health and all type of things. So once God took the blinders off my eyes and I could see, you know what I'm saying, the destruction that lies ahead of me, it was almost easy from this point. It was almost like I had the cheat book. Now, I mean, I could get out of jail free because I could see actually what's going on.
Right.
So once I made that transition and I was able to see, I was jumping around all the hurdles that was laying in front of me. Like, God didn't show me the blueprint, and I just went around all the dips and the cracks. And that's just, you know what I mean, how I kept it moving.
Wow, that's interesting. Let me ask you this. Now, I know as we were talking before the interview, you were telling me about you starting a street ministry.
Right.
You said you started ministry when you were 21.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your street ministry and what you've seen after actually being. Now, I'm just going to be real. You know, it's one thing for us to be inside the churches, but to take Christ to the streets is a whole total different manner.
Yeah, definitely.
Now tell us some of the challenges and some of the things that you've seen and some of the victories you've seen in ministering on the street.
Okay, now one of the challenges I've seen was not enough soldiers out there, period. You know what I'm saying? Philadelphia got like 2 million residents and we got churches on every single corner. Some big, some small, but no one is in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Jesus was out in the field. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to urge anybody that's listening to minister to anybody at your workplace, your school, wherever you might be at, because they definitely need out there. They're looking for us. You know what I mean? They're looking for the rescue unit, and we are that rescue unit. We just got to present ourselves. So when we was basically out there, it was just me and my cousin. We out there by ourselves in the middle of most of the most dangerous parts of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? We was meeting people in love. Like, we wasn't acting religious, coming to them, letting them know off the gate. We know half of them selling drugs, but we walked and we met them in love. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't ridiculing them. We just showed them crashly love. You know what I mean? And say, yo, can we bless y'all with something? Can we leave y'all with these CDs? I had my contact information on the CDs. We was ministering to people all over Philadelphia. Next thing you know, I'm starting to get phone calls all time of the night on my cell phone from alcoholics, from drug addicts, from all type of people that said them songs that minister to their spirit. They feel like giving their life to God. I mean, it was crazy the response we was getting in the streets. You know what I'm saying? I was just wishing there was more soldiers that was willing to go out there and just be a symbol of hope to these people.
Wow, that's amazing you said that. You said you were using CDs as a witnessing tool.
Right.
What type of CDs, what type of music were you using?
Music. I was giving my music out, you know what I'm saying? I was actually burning my CDs. It was mixtape, promotional music, and just going through the streets. And that was my way of, you know what I'm saying? You know, the streets, they like music, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't hand them a flyer. You got to hand them something that's relevant to the time that we're living in. And
right.
Music. Rap music is the ultimate tool we got right now. You know what I'm saying? You just got to take that gift and put the anointing behind it and then feed it to the people, and you just watch what happens.
Right. Say that again, because I don't think a lot of people understand the power of the rap. I would say this whole lifestyle.
Right.
Of hip-hop music. Can you please explain to those who are listening the importance of us embracing, as a church, holy hip-hop?
Right. Rap is just a tool. You can use the weapon however you choose to use it, as you see on television, on your radio. Some rappers take the tool, the actual vehicle, and they use it for destruction to bring half of the communities into bondage. But when you take that tool, rap, and give it up to God, and for him to use it for his glory, you seeing lives being delivered off of music. You seeing crack addicts being delivered from music. You know what I'm saying? This is the language for the times that we're living in. People don't listen to pastors sometimes. They don't listen to church sermons. They don't listen to teachers, but they will listen to rap. Now, when you got the anointing behind the raps, you will see devastating results in your communities, in your areas, in your churches. And I mean, I'm talking about the toughest people. I'm talking about hardcore gangsters, killers. I done seen these dudes come forth and come to Christ off of the anointing that God puts forth. And he's not only using rap, he's using singing, poetry. You might can paint a picture with the anointing on it that will have somebody get saved. You know what I'm saying? So I want to encourage y'all, whoever listening, if you have a gift, give it to God and you just watch what happens.
Ooh, man, that's deep. That is so deep. Let me ask you this. What type of miracles have you seen on the street as ministering to people? What type of miracles have you seen?
The miracles I have seen, period, is like one time I was actually at City Hall in downtown Philadelphia, and I'm in the microphone like, this is basically the Lions thing. You know what I'm saying? This is not my comfort zone. This is not in a church where they already going to brace you. You out here in the middle of the Lions thing where there's heroin addicts walking down the street, crack addicts, atheists, non-believers, Jews, Muslims, all. You know what I'm saying? This is just the Lions thing, period. And when I go into ministry, I just forget about who's looking and if they're going to laugh at me. I just say, Lord, I'm here to do your will. I'm rapping for you, you know what I'm saying? So I just close my eyes on someone else. And next thing you know it, I will have crackheads, straight crack fiends breaking down crying. You know what I'm saying? Like, they straight break down crying and get delivered. Like, this is the transformation I done seen. I done seen crackheads delivered. I done seen alcoholics delivered. You know what I'm saying? They said there's not no power in music. I have seen this power.
Come on,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? I've received testimonies from all around the world. South Africa, Japan, Germany. It's power in the anointing of God, and it's power in music, and I'm witnessing that.
And that's amazing you brought that up. But I wanted to touch on that before we finish the interview. Tell us, you were telling me about how, you're beginning to get calls from all over the world, people getting delivered, people giving their life to Christ just from hearing the music that you placed on MySpace. Can you speak on two things for me? Speak on the power of Christians using MySpace as a vehicle, and also what you've experienced with people calling you from all over the world.
Right. Well, one thing I want to talk to people, the people that's listening about, a lot of people you're going to hear say don't go on MySpace. There's so much negativity on there. Stay away from that, the devil's instrument. But we are the children of God, which are the light in darkness, which MySpace is darkness, where our light will shine if we step forth and represent it correctly. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
So I encourage anybody, get a MySpace page. Don't glorify yourself. Glorify Christ on your MySpace page and watch the miracles transpire. Just like, you know what I'm saying, my MySpace page glorify the King. And I done seen every single day, I get thousands of testimonies and emails coming in from people that said they was going to kill themselves until they heard it was God. That they take pain medication, but the songs relieve them of their pain. I receive emails from all around the world. I'm talking about England, half of these countries I even never heard of, but the testimonies are coming in. Atheists, these are not straight Christians. These are straight random people that we just got gripped up by God. You know what I'm saying? Some
wow.
people saying if it wasn't for that email or that song I heard, I wouldn't know where I would be at today. And the people don't know this, but half of the time, they don't understand what the anointing I carry, it came with a price. Every day is not one of my best days, but when I see that I'm being effective and encouraging people, it gives me fire to keep on pushing and keep on pushing and keep on pushing. So it's almost like we're doing both. I'm doing them a favor and they doing me a favor, because sometimes I need to be encouraged, and when them testimonies keep coming in, I can't stop. I can't fail. I got to keep going.
Man, that is awesome. Young people, this is what you're witnessing. You're witnessing miracles happening. Miracles happening. Just because this brother's obedient to God and giving his gifts to God. Now, those of you out there who got gifts, those of you who know that God are calling you to do something, step out on faith. God will make the increase. I promise you that.
That's the truth.
Let me ask you this, man. Tell us about your debut album. I know it's coming out,
yeah,
man. I know you're excited about it. Tell us about it.
Yeah, definitely. It's the long-awaited debut album. You know what I'm saying? I put out 3 mixtapes, over 35 songs that I give out free on MySpace every single day. And people saying, when are you bringing out the album? So I'm actually in the studio right now working on the debut album. It's probably my best work. You know what I'm saying? Real encouraging, real inspiring. And it's going to change. It's going to change the world. Like, I feel the power of God when I was writing these songs, so I just can't wait to release it to the public. It should be coming soon, probably in November, you know what I'm saying? Depending on my manager thing, we should release it then or wait, but hopefully November it'll be out to the public.
Good deal. Let me ask you this. What should we expect from, you know, the album as opposed to what happened on the mixtape? What should we expect from the album? From
the actual album is going to motivate people back into school off of drugs. I mean, it's going to be so inspiring that every genre of people, whether white, black, Muslim, when they hear it, they cannot reject it. You cannot reject something when God's hand is on it, and I feel God's hand all the way on it. You know what I'm saying? That is going to break yokes. It's going to be a landslide in the music business, as y'all see it. On TV, y'all hear the garbage they putting out there. The landslide is going to come, and it's already coming. I'm just one of those soldiers that God is going to use to take the industry back. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be plenty more out there. Some of y'all are listening. Some of y'all are part of the army that's going to take and step forth as symbols of hope, and that's going to redeem these people.
Man, that's amazing. What type of subject will you be dealing with on your CD?
I deal with every subject. There's no topic. That's what reality do. I bring every topic to the light, whatever it is. Homosexuality, I don't bash nobody, but I bring, you know what I'm saying, education, enlightenment, spiritual guidance, and everything that I do. You know what I'm saying? I talk on every topic there is, and I'm more of a motivator to bring. I bring the problem, and I bring the solution. So I'm going to touch on basically what the people are going through, because that's what they need. You know what I'm saying? For the girl that wanted to kill herself, for the prostitute, for the girl that was a stripper, for the guy that was a drug dealer, for the kid that never had a father in his life or a parent, for the kid that felt, you know what I'm saying, he was the outcast of school, I'm the voice to the people. I'm their voice, and I'm also going to bring the problem, and then I'm also going to bring the solution, which is Jesus Christ.
Man, you know, I can't wait to hear the album, man. Make sure I get a copy of that, man, so
yeah,
I can definitely push that.
Definitely.
Let me ask you this, man. If I'm listening to you on the CJ show, and you know, hey man, I have a church and I want reality to come talk to my young people, I want reality to come do a concert at my church, how would we get in touch with you?
Okay, it's real simple. All y'all gotta do is log on to realitymusicworld.com and click the contact form, fill it out. My manager will contact you within 24 hours and we can set it up. I would love to come out there. Anywhere doors open at Reality will be there.
Man, that's hot. I tell you what, Reality, we got our first annual youth summit we're doing this summer. I would love to have you out here, man.
Sounds good. I would love to be there. That's make it happen.
We got Kim McCoy from the Kim McCoy Entertainment Report that's going to come out there. I'll be preaching and teaching out there. We're talking to a lot of our friends in the Christian hip-hop. Preacher Sevier is going to come out.
Wow.
Yeah, Preacher Sevier is going to come out. We're talking to Kenton Jones about coming. Petty D.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be a hot show.
Yeah, it's going to be a real hot show, man. I'm trying to get in touch with Lecrae to get these guys out here, man. And really, it's going to be outside.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In a park.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why put them in a building where we could take it to them?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, we're really excited about this Youth Summit, man. We're going to have a health fair, man. We're going to have health screenings, you know, that type of thing. We're going to give away food. We're going to give away clothing, man. We're just going to really, really just give back to the community, man. I'd love to have you a part of that. Bring some of that Philly flavor out here, man, to the Dirty Dirty.
Yeah.
That's tight, man. Now, let me ask you one last thing, man, before you get out here. If there's one thing that you want them to know about Reality, man, what would that one thing be?
I don't know. One thing I like to let everybody know is I don't want to be an idol. I just want to be appreciated. And I just want to, you know what I'm saying, let the world know I'm not perfect, but I'm real with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like y'all. You know what I'm saying? I just got an extraordinary gift, which everyone have a gift, too. And I just want to be some encouragement to everybody that's listening today. You know what I'm saying? That when you wake up in the morning, just say one prayer and just say, Lord, let your will be done for my life on this day. And watch what happens. You know what I'm saying? Don't wake up thinking that you want your will to be done. Let the Lord will be done for your life. You know what I'm saying? And you just watch what happens. You just sit back and let him take over and you just watch what happens. I'm a living testimony to it. You're going to see plenty more of me and what God is doing. I'm just going to be standing here and I'm going to be blowing my trumpets, letting y'all know. You know what I'm saying? The goodness of God for your life.
Amen.
That's what I want to leave y'all with.
Amen. And you heard it right there from my boy out of Philly. Philadelphia, PA, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
My boy representing Philly. You know what I'm saying? Reality, you definitely need to peep out. His CD coming out. I'll be playing it here on the CJ Show. Thank you guys for listening. Hey, man, anytime you got something you want to talk about, man, please do give me a call, man. We'll talk about it on the show, man.
No problem.
You know what I'm saying? Look, love you, brother, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man, and God continue to bless you, man.
You too, man. Y'all take care.
All right, man. You listening to the CJ Show. Y'all heard.
The rocks don't need to cry. We've come to dance and shout. Sing and clap our hands. We're bouncing for the one keeping us from falling.
Don't touch the dial. You're listening to the new Josh Generation Radio.
Well, man, it's time for me to make my way on out of here, man. It was a great show, man. Thank you, Reality, for coming by and kicking with us. Thank you, Ken, for that wonderful report. And as I said, man, thank everybody for supporting the CJ Show, man. This is a dream that the Lord has given me. And I love the way you guys support us, man. 500,000 listeners, man. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And as I said earlier, listen for the different artists we got coming up. We got Smokey Norville coming up. We got Martha Menendez. We're going to be talking with her actually Thursday. So we definitely are excited about that. We'll be talking to Coco. Yeah, we'll be talking to her, you know, from the group SWV. Well, formerly of the group SWV. She's now doing gospel. So we'll be talking to her. Also, we'll be talking to Lisa McClendon coming up in a minute. So you definitely do not want to touch the dial. The CJ Show is the number one listen to show on the net. Keep it locked. You heard.
From the love of the Father and Son, no height or depth or all creation can stop the plans God has purpose for us. We are more than conquerors through Him. Come. from the Father and the Son. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. No, no. We are more than conquerors, yeah. Neither life nor death can separate us from the love.
Don't touch the dial. You're listening to the CJ Show.
No.
www.podcastpeople.com.
For more information on the CJ Show or to be interviewed on the CJ Show, please call 281-441-1732. That's 281-441-1732. And that's for CJ.